The Park Point Art Fair is coming up this weekend, and we're celebrating Art Week all week right here on Northland Morning. Karen Kramer joins us this morning, a name that you probably recognize. You may even have some of her work sitting in your cupboard. You may have enjoyed her work at local restaurants where it's available to either drink out of her beautiful mugs or purchase them to take home. Karen joins us this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning.
So I have to know, look at the mug in your hand right now and tell me, did you make it or not?
I did.
You did. So you drink out of your own mugs.
I know, it's a little embarrassing.
Not really. It means you like them well enough to get over the embarrassment and say, I still like this mug and it makes me happy.
Yeah.
So, Karen, because people are so familiar with your work, because they've had the opportunity to enjoy either using it in some public spaces, some different restaurants and coffee shops around the community, or they've seen it in various locations. You also do some wonderful work for local nonprofits to make some nice little thank you gifts that they can offer to help raise money. Because people are so familiar with your work, when they walk into your shop, I bet they sort of feel like they know you. What's that like?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I don't even know them, and they're like, oh, I have one of those. So it's kind of neat. But, you know, it's really cool because it means that I'm part of the Duluth community, and I wouldn't want anything better than that, really.
So what do you do to challenge yourself now? You're a recognizable name in the community. People know your work. They like your work. Does that make you feel, kind of like Adam West in Batman, that maybe you've been typecast now and that perhaps you want to play meatier, dark, dramatic roles? You want to make deep, dark, dramatic pottery and people want honeybees from you.
Oh, no, it's all good. And, you know, the neat thing about having a shop now, instead of just going to art fairs only, is that I can make whatever I want because there's no jury here.
Ah, nice.
I go out and I see things and I'm like, oh, I want to try that. And I'm constantly doing new things, but then doing the things that people like too, that I still love doing, like bees and birches and things.
So you do feel like you have the opportunity to expand your horizons and try things. And do any of these experiments either ever end up in the shop where they can just sit on a shelf and you can eavesdrop on people and find out what they think of them?
Oh, certainly.
People,
when you're an artist, you're constantly exploring new things. It's kind of fun.
Where does your inspiration come from? In the sense of when you get to be as good as you are, you need to find people that are, if you can, that are taking it to the next level. And the better you get, I would imagine, the more difficult that becomes. So when I'm asking about inspiration, I'm talking about you saying, wow, I've never done this before. I'd like to try this. Where do those kinds of inspirations come from? Where do you find those people or those kinds of pottery?
Well, kind of all over. Like, this was a really fun year because we had the National Clay Conference in Minneapolis. So I was really inspired by all the things I saw. But really, it's in kind of looking around me, what's going on in my life or, like, in my yard or what I'm seeing, and trying to figure out how to incorporate that into what I'm doing so that it's kind of a little reflection of whatever's going on. It might even be like, gosh, just how do I make this butter dish work better? So you just keep working on that until it is better.
So, for example, you might be trying to work the construction on the can of worms into a piece coming up in the next year or so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
it would be interesting because there will be a lot of big equipment around my shop and in our neighborhood, and that's always kind of interesting to see. Like, one thing I love about living in Duluth is we are in this weird waterside industrial landscape, and that's really different than when I lived in the country, so it changed what I'm doing.
It would, I would imagine, too, that the with this new energy, we've had a couple of conversations this week with folks who are in the West Duluth Craft District, who are part of that whole new energy that's going on down there in that part of the city. And I would imagine that there could be a lot of inspiration that comes from a lot of the different things that are just going on around you. You know, even shops like, you know, the bookstore or the Dovetail Cafe or places, you know, that aren't directly maybe related to what you're doing, but there'd be some inspiration and energy there just with all the things going on in that neck of the woods.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's just we're all feeding off each other here. It's really neat. Just seeing what people are making is inspiring. You know, you think, oh, how can I make something that works with that, too, like Frost River or Arrow Stitch or whatever, you know, just like, what are they making? How can I complement that?
There are going to be, we just had a conversation with Jody Slick of Equilibrium about the new solar panels that are going in, and they're going to have public art on the blank sides on the back.
Very exciting.
Of the solar panels, so that will be fabulous. So I mean, could there be like a new solar panel mug, like maybe a mug with a little solar panel in it, so if you sat in the sun with this mug, it would keep your coffee hot.
Oh, there you go. That would be good.
I'm always thinking about
that out.
I'm always thinking about how to make a better cup of coffee. Well, if they can make a solar panel thing that works on a little crank radio, don't you think they could make a solar panel that would work on a coffee cup?
Oh, you would think so. I just put mine on the wood stove.
Ooh, that's a good idea. So all you really need is a little tiny portable wood stove.
Yeah, there you go.
Just a tiny little, you know, couple, 3-4 inches square wood stove, and that's really all a person needs. Karen, what is your favorite question to answer when people come to your booth at Park Point Art Fair or at an art fair? What's your favorite question to answer? I know that you get a lot of questions, and I'm sure that 90% of them are the same questions over and over. But what questions do you really enjoy answering for people when they come in?
Kind of that question, like, what is your inspiration? That, because, you know, I have a lot of imagery on my pottery. And that allows me to get into a conversation and deeper with somebody about, like, well, gardening and what you eat and how you eat it and making that a celebratory part of your life instead of just slamming food down. It's like, sit down, use beautiful things, enjoy that with your friends. And that, so I love that entry into that conversation about how we live our lives.
So that you can move out of the small talk realm into a moment of, yeah, a little substantive conversation with people.
Yeah, like, why do we love this? Why, you know, what? Why are you here?
Well, and I was thinking about your mugs with the bees and how the bees make me cheerful, and that made me think of my wildflower garden, and that made me think that I need a dish to put a little bit of jelly in for birds, and that made me think, wow, wouldn't it be cool if I had a nice little shallow pottery dish to put jelly in for? Yeah, see how the inspiration just.
There you go.
One thing feeds into another. Karen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you, and it looks like it's going to be a fabulous weekend for folks to enjoy the Park Point Art Fair and to wander around and take their time and enjoy having some great conversations with the wonderful makers they're going to meet this weekend.
Yep, it'll be fun. Come on down.
Thanks a lot, Karen. Karen Kramer of Duluth Pottery, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning. The Park Point Art Fair is this weekend. We've been celebrating all week leading up with conversations with local artists. Don't forget, KUMD is going to be at the Park Point Art Fair. You can stop by our booth to win a bumper sticker, a new pin, or even concert tickets to Big Top Chautauqua. KUMD is the official radio station of the Park Point Art Fair, so don't miss our tent.